What is up, y'all? You are listening to WMUC FM, College Park. I'm your host, Aiden McArdle, and like always, for the next hour, you are listening to my show, Truth in Music. But you know the deal. We got a quick little thing called a PSA to play, and then we're getting right into the music. Peace.
When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
And we are back just like that. Hello, hello. I hope you're all doing good this Wednesday evening slash, you know, afternoon, whatever you want to call it. You know, we're doing well today. You know, we're continuing the theme of the past couple playlists of recapping music taste and the development of my music taste. Today we're going on to the 2023s, 2024s, looking at what we were listening to then. And yeah. This is the second to last playlist, I guess, for my career here, if that makes sense. It's kind of crazy that, you know, the door is opening and I'm about to get kicked out of it. But anyways, nonetheless, this playlist is all over the place. You know, we got a lot of songs, a lot of music, a lot of different things going on. But to start us off, I'm going to play a song that I've been listening to nonstop the past couple years. And then it's Tears for Fears and their song, Head Over Heels. Enjoy.
Thank you.
You know, there's always a moment in time where we're head over heels for someone. Up next, we got Gary Numan and a song, Cars, a song that I jammed a lot to in my car. While simple in verse, it's got a nice rhythm and a nice groove that just makes you vibe with it. Anyways, enough of me rambling. Let's get on with the music.
We'll be right back. Maybe sometimes then you don't, but leave your mind alone. Just get high. Oh yeah.
That was Ain't Wasting Time No More by the Allman Brothers Band. If you know me, you know that that song is near and dear to me, especially that album. One of my all-time favorites for sure. I always love the art, just a big old peach on a truck. And speaking of which, that was off their album, Eat a Peach. Many songs on that playlist or on that album have been on many of my playlists, especially that one. I was looking back at my old playlist, and that one was there a lot because I really love it. I love playing it every single time I get a chance to. The speakers in the studio just make it all the better. Up next, we got a group that I discovered in 2023. And it's a group all about sampling and taking samples from every kind of media and putting it into a song and making a nice catchy song for it. It's hard to pick which one I wanted, but we're going with Because I'm Me by the Avalanches, followed by some more Gary Numan. But anyways, just listen along. It's a song fully produced by samples, so it's always interesting. Anyways, on with the music.
Want to know what's wrong with me? jacket. Ball sling, glow, Bronx is only Django. Snap, be a golfer, stopper, that's where my pops go. That's where my pops went. See, my percentage is a pennant to the planet. Knock it out the ballpark, crank it. I should not tie this tie to a metal log. Let the wings spread. It'll always come back, baby. Come back, shellac, black, baby. A comeback, flat, black paint on the Chevy. To my tone, you ain't catching you a Tony. A war when they walk, when you running with a shotty. Why you running from us? Why you messing with us? We ain't got no guns, we just let the bears witness. The grizzly, maybe polar. You ain't ready, ready, roll up. Pull up a machete, cut the bamboo paper. Let's roll out, baby, loud, break it. We'll be right back.
That was M.E. by Gary Numan, coming off the same album from earlier, The Pleasure Principle. A song all about, you know, mechanical engineering and a world in which no one exists except for a lonely robot out in the wilderness. Well, apocalyptic in nature, I think the doomsday of it still holds up, and that ever-longing feeling of doom. Up next, we have a song all about doom, and specifically about a certain thing that comes down to the earth. I'm talking about Rapture by Blondie. You know, a lot of people debate this song as, was it the first rap song, first hip-hop song, whatever you have it. But nonetheless, I think it's stood the test of time, has become super influential, whether you think so or not. And overall, a great song. I was bopping this all the time. Past couple years, still bobbing it now. It's always a hit for me. But anyways, let's get on with the music.
Have a house with the human race. Sang hip hop just blast off. Sure shot, cause the man from Mars stopped eating cars and eating bars, and now he only eats guitars. Yeah!
That was Dragon Ball Durag by Thundercat. He's been super popular recent, especially with everything going on and his tours and whatnot. But that song came out in 2020, which just feels like the other day. Still rocking that song, as I always do. Up next, we got a special song for me. It's coming from Talking Heads, top three artists of all time for me. And with my departure from college, and with everything going on, there's a perfect Talking Heads song to encapsulate that kind of feeling and feeling of renewal and change. And I'm talking about their song, Burning Down the House. And the fact that David Byrne was definitely going through something when he was writing this. And it's an interesting song about, you know, change and whatnot. And again, going back through all the playlists, this song appeared a lot in all of them. It's just a great song. I can't resist adding it to all my playlists way back then. And going through my top playlist, top songs of the year for the past couple years, this one is always up there. So without further ado, and enough of me rambling, this is Burning Down the House by Talking Heads.
You might get what you're after. Cool, baby.
That was Tractor Show by Illinois, a very popular song among my friend group. For one reason, really, last year, Shane Gillis released a comedy kind of show on Netflix or whatnot. And that song is used multiple times throughout it, just as like the theme song or whatnot. But it was a show that I watched with my friends. Shane Gillis, if you don't know, is popular where I come from, because he went to Westchester University. So he's become an icon there in the areas around Westchester. So yeah, it's just a, it was a song that we were all listening to back then. It's a great bonding session, and it's a great time all around. I would recommend watching it. Up next, though, we've got ELO. Hard to say what song I was going to put on here, but we're going to a song that I've been listening to nonstop ever since it was introduced to me by my mom way back when on my iPod, and that is Don't Bring Me Down. Coming off the album Discovery, and with everything going on in the world, I think it's important just to remind ourselves about this message. So this is Don't Bring Me Down by Electric Light Orchestra. Enjoy. We'll be right back. That last song there was I'm Not in Love. You know, it wasn't CC, 10cc playing that song, but instead it was a cover by Kelsey Liu. All-time favorite song, for sure. Love both the cover and the original. But getting on with it, you know, it's that time where I have one more song left for you all. The hour has gone by fast, it seems, and the time has slipped by. But again, you have been listening to WMUC-FM, College Park. I've been your host, Anna McCardle. You're catching me at the very end of my show, Truth in Music, where we discuss music and just jam along and maybe talk about messaging in it. So to finish the playlist for today, we're going to go with Ambrosia. You know, it's crazy how this is my second to last playlist, and this is one of the last songs I will ever play here at the station, and it's been a big part of me, my identity, you know, being here in college, working this station, working on the air. It's been a huge part of me, and speaking of which, I have this song just for it, and that is Biggest Part of Me by Ambrosia. I'll catch you all next week for my last show. Show up, come listen, come jam out next week. It should be fun. Some bittersweet memories will be made. But nonetheless, this is Biggest Part of Me by Ambrosia.